not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. You know, more and more information keeps coming out about the poison poke that just confirms many Americans' fears, and that those of us who were against it from the beginning, we were right. Have you heard about a clotting issue in those who died and were vaccinated? One man was determined to confirm the data Tom Haviland sent out to independent embalmers, and he sent surveys to them that those people were dealing with the corpses in the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia. And he did one recently this past December 23 through January 24, and then he did another one previously in December 22 through March 23. He joins us live now to discuss those results. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Chimene, for having me on the show to talk about this kind of gruesome topic, but I think Americans need to know about it because it's still happening.
I wanted to say I was excited to have you on, but this is not an exciting topic. It's an important topic. So thank you for speaking out about it. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What exactly are these clots?
Yeah, the clots from the scientists that I've talked to are composed of fibrinogen, which actually turns into a substance called fibrin in our blood, combined with platelets that are in our blood as well. And then kind of a strange, what's called amyloid protein, AMYLOID, which is a misshaped or misfolded protein. Now, the scientists that I've talked to, they believe that the COVID virus itself, spike protein on the surface of the virus, can lead to the formation of these white fibrous clots with these amyloid protein. But what we think is also happening is since the vaccines came out in 2021, we believe it supercharged that effect. Because if you remember, the shot was supposed to stay in your upper arm, in your deltoid muscle, produce just enough of the spike protein to elicit an immune response for just a few days to a week. And then its job would be done. You'd be ready for COVID if it came. But we now know that, Chimene, that's not what happened at all. That shot goes all over your body, turning your entire body into a spike protein factory. And they found it doing that for months at a time instead of just a couple of days to a week, which is what the big pharma thought it was going to do. So we think that it has actually supercharged the effect of the formation of these white fibrous clots and other clotting issues in the body as well that we'll see when we go over the slides. So
now, how many embalmers were you able to talk to about this?
The first survey that I did, I got 179 embalmers responding. 7 out of every 10 were seeing the white fibrous clots in their corpses. The main consensus of those embalmers is that they started in 2021 after the jabs rolled out. And then the really shocking thing, Chimene, was many of these embalmers were seeing these clots in up to 50% or more of their corpses. So that was at the end of 2022. So this year I did another one survey at the end of 2023. And this time, 269 embalmers responded to the survey. So we got about 90 more responses, which was great. And of those, as you can see on this slide here, 72%, Chimene, out of the 269 embalmers that responded to the survey, it shows 72% of the embalmers responded to the survey said they're seeing the white fibrous clots. This is actually an older version of the survey I'm looking at here. That number in the green bar is actually now 197 embalmers, what you're seeing there is an older deck. I don't know if we can share. I could share the newer deck with you, but the same percentage is roughly the same. You saw 72% there. That got bumped up to 73% of the embalmers are seeing these white fibrous clots in their corpses, and if you take a look, I don't know if you have the next slide ready. The next slide, the next logical question is, in what percentage of your corpses are you seeing these white fibrous clots? And that was about 20% of the corpses contained the white fibrous clots in 2023. The good news is that's down a little bit from 2022. And that may not necessarily be a good thing for the vaccine, because if you remember, Shemaine, most of Americans got their first two shots back in 2021 of the vaccine. 80% of Americans, adults over the age of 18, according to the CDC, got at least the first two jabs back in 2021. But only 20% of American adults took the jabs in 2022, the bivalent Omicron booster, and less than, I think, about 15% have taken the latest jab, the XBB 1.5 booster that just came out this last fall of 2023. So if less people are taking the shots now, you might expect to see the percentage of white fibrous clots start to go down as you get further and further away from people's last jabs. So that's not necessarily good news for the vaccines.
Okay, two questions. Does this also, are these whatever that you call them, clots, are they exacerbated by the boosters as well, or just the initial poison poke? And also, is it certain age groups or demographics or just everybody?
They are exacerbated by every single shot. In fact, Dr. Peter McCullough says it has a cumulative effect. So if you've gotten one shot, don't get two. If you've gotten three, don't get four shots, because the more shots you take, the more of the spike protein that can accumulate in your system and start causing these kind of problems, you know, as well as myocarditis, nerve damage, miscarriages, turbo cancers, all the other things that they're now finding wrong with the vaccines. But these white fibrous clots and another phenomenon called microclotting are what I've been tracking. So it's not a good situation at all. If we go to my very last slide, we asked the embalmers about age stratification. I don't know if they've got that ready. Question number 12 that was on the survey. What we'll see if you go there is we asked the embalmers, please mark all the age groups that you saw an increase in clots during 2023, whether it's traditional grape jelly clots that embalmers have been seeing forever. Those have increased as well. Or these white fibrous clots, or this other phenomenon called microclotting. Microclotting, by the way, is clotting that takes place at the very small capillary level that then can be just as dangerous as the white fibrous clots because it can block good oxygen exchange at the lungs and then that oxygen being carried to the rest of the body. But as you can see here, not too much of a surprise of the older age groups. You know, the bars were long there. The embalmers are seeing a lot of clotting issues, an increase in clotting issues of all types in the older folks. But look at that 36 to 50-year-old bar. And that's a little bit concerning to me. That's a fairly long bar for an age group that really, you know, prior to COVID and the vaccines, you don't expect people to start having strokes and heart attack until they get into their late 50s and early 60s. Mm-hmm. So that is concerning to me, Shemaine, that we're seeing a fairly long bar there in the 36 to 50-year-old age group. And that actually corroborates a lot of the insurance data that Edward Dowd is now collecting, showing that particular age group having a lot of death and disability, a lot higher than the years prior to COVID and the vaccines.
You know what else is very concerning? Okay, we have this information. Now what? What is going to change? And you know what? A lot of people died. A lot of people are having health effects from this long term. So you talk about restitution for certain demographics. What's ever going to come out of this, Tom?
Well, two things. First of all, I have sent the information last year when I had the survey done in January of 2023. I sent the results to the FDA in time for their Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. They had a meeting on the 26th of January of last year. And I sent my information in. I actually asked to speak at that meeting. They had an hour set aside for public presentations, but there were 20 speakers selected. I wasn't one of them. But I did submit my information in written format, and I got a tracking number from the FDA. So they have my data. That was sent in a full week before that meeting. But crickets, Shemaine. Nothing from the FDA. I heard nothing from them all year long. You know, as a private citizen, I'm going out and actually doing their job for them. They should be investigating these white fibrous clots.
They don't want you to do this job. They don't want to be found out about everything that's been going on. Tom, how can people find you and follow what you're doing and hear more about your findings?
Yeah, they can contact me at thomashaviland@sbcglobal.net, especially embalmers out there. I'm always happy to talk to embalmers who want to tell me what they're seeing in the embalming room, whether they're seeing the clots or not. I want to know. And another good thing, Shemaine, is that Dr. Peter McCullough has said there's some promise shown in the drugs natokinase, bromelain, and curcumin can help break down these white fibrous clots and some of this microclotting issue that the embalmers said they're also seeing.
That's important to note. Tom, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Shemaine, for having me.
Well, have you been feeling a little off lately? Headaches, dizziness, shortness of breath, and short-term memory loss. Well, it might be EMF radiation that could be making you sick, but thankfully there is a solution. And my husband Ted and I have tried these Faraday bags from Spiro Clothing, Spiro EMF Protection. If you want to block EMF radiation and 5G from causing harm to your body, you need to get the Faraday bags. They work. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com. And the discount code is FAITH. Up next, the elites at the World Economic Forum made their agenda known this month. Our next guest will share his firsthand experience with that. Stay tuned. I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
Seriously, the best steak ever. And that's coming from the Whackmaster and our friends.
Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef in the world.
If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Shemaine. What's
Switch
that?
To America with Shemaine. I switch to America with Shemaine.com. Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will, too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. The World Economic Forum met this month in Davos, Switzerland, and we should all be concerned because this is where the elites get together and they decide how they want to control our lives. CEO of the American Majority Group explains the Davos gathering this way. Listen.
We have to accept the World Economic Forum is a fanatical political organization that uses fear and manipulation like COVID hysteria, like the hoax of global warming, to really facilitate people thinking that somehow they're the saviors, but really all you're doing is helping them accomplish their goal, which really is a global public-private fascist movement and fusion of big government, big tech, big money, to create a technocratic ruling elite, which conveniently is them. And really, Laura, if you want to look at it a different way, too, with the World Economic Forum, they want to create feudalism 2.0, in which we are serfs and they are the lords ruling over us. You'll have nothing and be happy is one of the things that comes out of Davos. That's what they're aiming for. They're aiming for feudalism in which we are serfs and we should be happy that they are ruling over us.
Well, you're in for a treat because my next guest crashed the World Economic Forum, and he's got a lot to share. Joining us live now to discuss, award-winning author, globalist expert, and the host of the Ideas Have Consequences podcast, Larry Alex Taunton. Larry, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
So the World Economic Forum, WEF, called misinformation one of the greatest threats to the modern world. And when they say misinformation, don't they mean free speech?
Yeah, you know, it's actually quite shocking the degree to which they're quite open about their agenda, which tells us how arrogant they are and how confident they are that they're going to win.
Listen to these speakers who spent an entire session talking about how toxic free speech is. Take a listen.
For a long time, I was on Twitter, and now it's become such a toxic place that I've concluded it's not a worthwhile place to spend time. And as you said, it is exhausting. So you do have to pick and choose, and you have to think about where the places where you can get your message across. But I am trying to figure out, I mean, I have given up on X, what a scary name that even is, right? And I don't know what the alternative is right now. So
the question of the social media, I must say that I have abandoned Twitter too, so X, because it's a toxic environment. And we talk about, I have no solution on that, but I think one day it will come the moment of the code of conduct in these places, because journalists, if you spread crazy news and insults, and if a journalist says racist things, he can be amended.
Exactly.
Why social media that they have such big power, we still can, because it's new, but I think there will be a societal reflection on how information is brought there. Of course, on X now there is also the policy of the owner that is problematic, but I think this is a problem of the society of the future, the deontology in social media.
So, Larry, you were there. What did you see and hear?
Well, it's interesting to hear them say what we all know that they think, and that is that any space is toxic for them where they rub elbows with people who don't agree with them. And let me tell you, this is a fascinating place to be. You know, you said that I'd crashed it, and indeed I have. I mean, think about this for a moment. And let's call them, by the way, elitists, not elites. These are people who think they're better than we are. They're not better than we are, but they think that they're better than we are. Attendance for a conference like this costs tens of thousands. I mean, you have to be a member of the World Economic Forum to pay those fees, and then you have to pay the fees to the conference itself. And that's another, pretty hefty price tag. I mean, we're talking six figures to attend this. Well, I just simply blew all of that off, and I said, you know what, I'm going. I did this last year, and I just simply walk into buildings like I own them, and I sit down and I listen to prime ministers and CEOs of major corporations lay out their fascist agendas, and it's given me the opportunity to engage with them in conversation. I mean, yesterday I was talking to former British Prime Minister Theresa May, as she was talking about her plans to end human trafficking. And, you know, there was nothing she said that you would disagree with, except for the fact that it's all a sham.
Yeah. And they also tried to spread fear about this new disease, a disease X. And have you heard much about that?
No, you're not hearing too much about that being said here. The concerns, the focus is chiefly on Ukraine. Zelensky was one of the speakers yesterday, and surprising to no one, he asked the more than 60 heads of state that were here for an additional $54 billion. But here's the thing that I find interesting. Let's go back to my conversation with Theresa May. Privately, she would acknowledge to me that Ukraine is a hotbed of massive political corruption. And yet, they're all on board with giving Ukraine yet more billions of dollars. And you kind of come to the conclusion that at the end of the day, they're not really offended by the fact that Vladimir Putin is anti-democratic, that he's a tyrant. That doesn't bother them at all, because these are individuals who have Putin-like aspirations. What offends them is that he is not on board with the globalist agenda. So they're prepared to fight him to the last Ukrainian.
And every year they're ramping up the claims that climate change, it's going to wipe us off the face of the earth, and they want to control our energy. What did you hear about climate change this year?
You know, it's interesting, talking about the suppression of free speech, because Ursula von der Leyen, who is the president of the European Commission, she said today that the number one concern for them was disinformation and misinformation, not the environment, not the war in Ukraine, not agriculture, but free speech. That's their primary concern. So you're not hearing that quite as much. You will hear it in some of the breakout sessions. You know, also you'll hear them talking about the vaccines, but never negatively. Never negatively. You know, so they're not used to someone being in these sessions who disagrees with them. So when I come forward and begin to ask questions, you can see looks on their faces that they're kind of confused. Like, where did this guy come from? Who is he?
Well, good for you for doing that. But, you know, when I was growing up, we had to, if we wanted to change channels, and there were only three channels, and if you wanted to change channels on the television, you'd get up, walk over to the TV set, fix the rabbit ears, and physically turn the channels. And if we don't like what is on Twitter, and by the way, I'm surprised you're even talking to me because I'm banned on X, permanently banned. Can you believe that?
Well, you know, it doesn't shock me because I'm shadow banned on there, so I'm pretty well suppressed. And listen, I have to say, I don't believe you. I don't think you're old enough to have remembered a time when there were rabbit ears, on TVs. But, you know, I was conjuring the image of I was my dad's remote control.
Yes, he would say, that's right. Go turn the channel.
Go and change the channel and adjust those rabbit ears. All yes, very true. Now, listen.
Did you put the tinfoil on the rabbit ears too?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm just shocked at how they're buying. Everybody is buying into all of this, especially with climate change. They're polluting our skies with chemtrails, and then they wonder why people are getting sick, why there are an increase in number of storms and things like that. I appreciate you so much sharing your wisdom and your experience here with us. How can people find you and track your progress?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I am, as you so graciously said at the beginning, I am the host of Ideas Have Consequences, a podcast you can find for right now. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on X, and you can find me on X at Larry Taunton. So you can find me there, and hopefully people look me up. Thank you for having me.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for being here. God bless you and stay safe. Just real quickly, like 10 seconds, were you ever concerned about your safety?
No, I wasn't, but I did think that I was raising some eyebrows. So let's just say that.
Well, stay safe out there. We need you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. And stick around, everybody. We've got a lot more coming up here on Faith and Freedom. Up next, you don't want to know what California is using for drinking water, but we're going to share it with you anyway. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. We all take little things for granted on occasion, like what's in our water. Maybe just a little bit of arsenic, maybe some pharmaceutical drugs, VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Yuck. I found Sentry Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's much healthier and much cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Sentry H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's Sentry H2O HEALTHY10 for your discount. California has okayed its water systems to reuse sewage water as drinking water. That doesn't sound like anything I want to be a part of. Here to discuss this disastrous practice, water expert and the CEO of Sentry H2O, Nelson McElveen. Nelson, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
What is going on in California?
Well, California is not the only state doing this right now. Arizona has just built a $30 million water treatment plant to process what we call dark water, poop water, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're going after. And every state's going to do the same thing.
Now, your water system, how does that prevent? I don't even want to think about having poop water, but how can we reverse this process?
Well, we've been drinking wastewater forever. Okay. And what they would do is they would put it in underground aquifers and it would clean itself for, say, 10 years. What they've done is they shrunk that time down to less than a year. So now you don't have the ground cleaning the water. They're going to have to use chemicals. So our product, what it does is it's all built from around carbons and minerals, and everything is natural. So we have a carbon in our product. So we use catalytic carbon. Catalytic carbon is a very high-end product, and we bring it in from Germany. But we have something that's above and beyond that, and it's a product for to remove pharmaceutical VOCs. So the difference is regular carbon is 600 to 900 grains of density. And how you clean water, what we found out is not with an RO system, not with salt, but you push the water through carbon and it cleans it, time and density. The carbon that we're introducing to remove pharmaceutical VOCs, which is bottled water, plastic, PFAS, vaccines, pills, everything that goes into the toilet ends up in your drinking water. Our carbon is at 2,800 grains of density with magnesium infused into it. And this is the only product that we know of that removes pharmaceuticals, which is an extension of basically dark water. Anything, you know, that's in the water, we will remove out of it at 100%.
And now you and I have been talking for quite a while now, and you are also helping out East Palestine. How is that going?
Well, we went into East Palestine and we basically gave them 100 systems. We had the water tested. And because we take out vinyl chloride also in our product, and every home that has white pipes in it is vinyl chloride. We remove all that. So East Palestine is now drinking, the people that have our systems is drinking very clean water. The government didn't like that too much, and the EPA gave us a friendly call.
And what did they say on this call?
We need you to change your rhetoric, and we need you to not push the fact that we're not cleaning the water the way we say we are. We tested in an EPA certified laboratory. We did chain of custody, so we never touched the water. And the crazy thing is, they were above their magical number of 5.0. They were above that. And it's on our website. You can see the tests. And our water was at zero. And they didn't like that one bit.
Of course they didn't. And you're also helping out some rescue dogs. Talk about that for a minute, will you?
Yeah, that's really so sad. We've been in contact with the sheriffs. We're in Arizona, so we're on the border. We know what's going on with these cartels. And think about this. This is the saddest thing. So if you're an animal lover, and most of us are, these families are coming to America, driven in these coyotes are bringing them over, and they are bringing their pets with them, not knowing that their pets are going to be used to feed them. And if they do get across the border, they're now shooting them. So what we found out was, and John Rourke is part of this cleanup, we're going into this area in Texas, and there's 75,000 illegals encamped there, and the animals are running rampant, and I don't know how illegals are getting guns. I mean, I'm confused by that because I thought it was a big, we don't want guns in this country kind of thing. They all have guns and they're arbitrarily just shooting the animals as they see fit. But that's not like they're shooting them and then they bury them. They shoot them, they leave them. So now disease, stench, rot, it's all there.
It's just unbelievable. So what are you doing to help with these dogs, rescue dogs? You were talking to me about something on the border.
Right. So what we're doing is, a group of us are going in this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and they're going to collect as many dogs as they can. Unfortunately, the group, I think, has to go in armed because the police won't even approach this encampment. They're going into this encampment. They're military. Some of them are military, so they understand the rules of engagement. They're going to grab as many dogs as they can. We're looking at probably thousands of animals. That's how bad it is. Then they're going to a rescue called Big Dog Rescue, I believe it's called. And what we're doing is we're supplying them with water filtration systems So they can, the dogs have mange and all this. So they need to be bathed. They need to be cleaned up. They need to get fresh water. So we're doing a fundraiser, and the fundraiser goes like this. Whatever monies we collect, we're going to help support the water filtration. And then we're also going to buy whatever monies we have. We're buying food for the dogs, and we're going to connect with a conservative dog food company. And we have one in mind that we're negotiating a deal with to bring in food to the animals.
You know, I've always told people that I don't allow sponsors to come on this program that I haven't tried and tested. And I've spoken with you many times, and I'm so glad that our paths have crossed, because we are aligned on this, on health and saving dogs' lives. So I thank you for what you're doing. I mean, it might seem like a little thing, but it's a big thing, and a lot of people don't know about it. How can people find out about this fundraiser that you're doing and support it?
Well, Shemaine, we're going to send you a link. It's a Fundraise Me account. Okay, we're sending them out to all of our folks that we're aligned with, and please give just $10. We don't need a lot of money. We just need $10. And the reason why we're doing this is, folks like yourself, people take joy in helping others. Mm-hmm. So we're allowing folks to participate in what we're doing. You know, we've already, you know, to put the water system in, that's on us. No big deal. That's what we do for a living. We make stuff. But people give $10, and if we can raise it, like, say, 1,000 people, that's $10,000. We can buy food. We can buy medicine. So many things that this rescue needs. They can't afford it, but we can. As Americans, we can do this. And yeah. And we've seen this before. We've done on Jupiter. We sent dogs back to Jupiter, Florida. They were down on the border. We collected them. And, you know, the president flew his plane in. John put the dogs on the president's plane, took them back to Jupiter, took care of the animals, and now they're living in, like, healthy homes. And that's what we're trying to do. My wife has a dog rescue. We have dogs in our house all the time. They come and they go, you know, but when they come here, they get treated well. They get, you know, they get what they need, and then they find a forever home. So what I'm telling you is, guys, this is her thing. This is my wife's thing. She's a dog person, just like you, Shemaine. And that's her deal. And so our job is to support what she wants in this whole thing. And that's all we're asking. We're not asking for a lot of money. Folks, things are tight. Binomics just killed everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. And you know what, Nelson, people want to help. Just like you said, they want to know what they can do. And sometimes they think, well, the political scene is just, you know, actually coming up next on my next segment, I'm going to talk about voting. But sometimes they think they can't get involved politically. But in every city, there's a shelter for dogs in every city. Maybe people can go to sentryh2o.com and find out how to get safe, clean drinking water for the shelter in their hometown.
That would be nice, because what these dogs get out of it is oxygen, magnesium, calcium, pH at 9.0. These things matter to everybody. Human body needs this. Dogs need it. You know, anything that's living needs certain product in them. But the bottom line is, yes, guys, if you want to be part of something bigger than what we are, there's thousands of these dogs that we're going to be, you know, getting our arms around. And the guys that are going in to do this, it's very dangerous. This is not a, like, picking some dog off the street. The people on the other side of that fence wants to shoot at us. It's a bad deal. But you can't let animals be shot, eaten, you know, just left to their own misery, right? And that's what this is. We talked with one sheriff in Arizona, and they went into a coyote encampment, and the dog remains was disgusting. He said how bad it was. It smelled like it was so bad. It was unreal. So that's what we're up against.
Well, Nelson, thank you so much for joining me. Everybody go to sentryh2o.com and use the code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Nelson, thank you so much. Okay. I'm sure I will be talking to you soon.
Okay, take care now, Shemaine. Have a good
day.
God
bless. All right. You too. The founder of Hunter Nation tells us about how this organization is safeguarding the rights for hunters. Up next.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. after I got sick and almost died from toxic mold, I spent a lot of time searching for supplements and products that would help me just feel better. And I became a label reader, and I'm very discerning about what I put into my body. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day. I don't always eat right, so I put a scoop of Field of Greens in my water bottle, and I have way more energy throughout the day, and I feel better. That's why I know Field of Greens is working. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the discount code FREEDOM. I think you'll love this, but if for any reason you don't, you get a full 100% money back guarantee. I got you 50% off your first order with rush shipping. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code FREEDOM. Okay, joining us live now to discuss how hunters' rights may be threatened is my friend and the founder of Hunter Nation, Keith Mark. Keith, welcome.
Good afternoon, Shemaine. Thanks for having me.
So I have to be transparent. I serve on the Hunter Nation Advisory Board, and I'm proud to do that. But there's so many issues going on right now, Keith. What is most important to you and for hunters' rights?
Well, two big issues that Hunter Nation is dealing with right now, Shemaine. From our C4 perspective, we're trying to get the gray wolf delisted. And for those folks that may not be familiar with this, the wolf has been introduced, not reintroduced, to so many areas. And because of the wolf presence and the proliferation of these wolves, deer populations, elk populations, moose populations are at all-time lows in those places. Look no further than Wisconsin's recent gun harvest was the lowest harvest rate on recorded history. So we need to get the wolf managed, just like we manage all of the wildlife within our states. And that starts with getting the wolf delisted at the national level.
So I want to jump back just a little bit. Why was this so important for you, Keith, to start an organization like Hunter Nation?
Well, twofold. Number one, hunters just weren't voting, Shemaine, as you know. And your husband, Ted, and I worked tirelessly to try to get hunters out to vote. And it's silly, right? These are the most patriotic, God-fearing, God-loving, self-reliant, dependent, independent, courageous human beings. And for some reason, they just don't get involved in the voting process. And the byproduct of that is those traditional values that hunters hold near and dear, God, family, country, the Constitution, and our hunting lifestyle, isn't represented by our elected employees. And so if we can get hunters to go vote, then when we start talking about issues like delist the gray wolf or any other things that hunters are very concerned about, whether it's the border or education or mandatory shots or whatever it is, hunters will have a say-so when it comes to that. So I think the wolf issue is really important right now, Shemaine, because they can't do away with hunting in a fair fight. But if they can do away with deer, elk, moose, if there's nothing to hunt, there's going to be no hunters. And make no mistake about it, the warrior gene in America comes from our hunters. When you talk to our mutual friends like Mark Geist, Greg Stube, Robert O'Neill, look back into World War II. Historically, the best warriors that America has to offer learned how to shoot in the deer woods or the elk woods with their dads and grandpas. And so the far left wants to do away with independent, rugged individualism. And that start, and they want to get rid of God too. And so because hunters, they represent all of that. They want to destroy this hunting lifestyle, and they know they can't beat us straight up. They're going to rely on hunter apathy, Shemaine, hunter apathy to destroy hunting. And if we don't go vote and they put wolves here, eat all the deer, no hunters, you can have my gun. There's nothing to hunt. And that's really where we are in the crossroads of America. And I do believe, as I know you do and Ted does as well, Shemaine, that it's the hunters that are poised to save America in 2024.
And Keith, I got spoiled because I wasn't raised in a hunting family. I knew nothing about hunting, but Ted and I now have been married for 35 years. And for 35 years now, I've been a hunter and I've learned from the best. I've learned all about wildlife management and habitat control, and they are coming after our deer. And if we can't survive and live off the land, I mean, every day we go to the freezer and pull out, you know, venison, backstrap, axis deer, whatever it is, I think a lot more people are going to realize that, you know, this hunting lifestyle is something that everybody needs to get involved in. Even if they don't pull the trigger, so to speak, we need to support these hunting rights because they're God, family, and country, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, think about this. In Europe in the 1940s, when they were boarding you on the trains, it was too late. And so if you just take a look what's going on with the World Economic Forum right now, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all these globalists, their plan is to do away with farming, do away with hunting. You'll be eating bugs, own nothing, and like it because they tell you so. And so I suggest to all those patriotic people out there that are listening to you, Shemaine, go to hunternation.org, hunternation.org, and join us. We have a Patriot a Hunter Pride 365 membership that's available. Show your pride, freedom, the Constitution, God, family, country, Hunter Pride 365 at hunternation.org, and help us so we can, you know, help save America.
That's right. Keith Mark, hunternation.org. Thank you so much for joining me. And I think I'm going to be seeing you soon.
Tomorrow. I'll be down there at your house with you and Ted tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you.
You too. Take care, Keith. Okay, if I were to tell you, you're not going to believe what I have to say, but if I were to tell you there's a protein bar and it's got natural ingredients like, bear with me, spinach, kale, turmeric, pink Himalayan sea salt, you might not be interested. But I'm telling you, Kingdom Candy tastes amazing. Finally, a meal replacement bar that's good to put in your purse and snack on without feeling guilty. It has healthy fats and proteins, and you'd never guess this candy would be healthy for you too. It is sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fats. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com and the code is FAITH. Now, with everything going on in the world, we talked about so much. We've talked about the clots, and we've talked about the WEF, World Economic Forum, and hunters' rights being threatened. And Nelson brought it up, poop water. So guys, things are happening fast. I always have to leave you with something to make you smile. But also, if you are not feeling well and you don't know why, check out my book. It's called Killer House, and it's available on Amazon. I got sick and almost died from toxic mold between the walls of my home that was once featured on MTV Cribs. And I didn't know what it was, and no doctors could help me. And I wrote everything about what had happened to me, because every day people are asking me, how did you recognize the symptoms? How did you recover? Can you remediate your home? Well, yes and no. And I put everything in this book. It's called Killer House, and it was a bestseller for several months. So it's available on Amazon.com, killerhouse.org. Check it out. And if you would like to have more updates on health and wellness, for those of you who don't know, I've been in the health and fitness industry for, who's counting, but 43 years, a long time. I've been teaching group fitness classes from step to spinning to slide, kickboxing, and I always just wanted to be healthy. I just wanted to feel good. And so I've put everything that I've learned, not only into my book, Killer House, but also you can get daily updates by me on social media. You can check out my website. It's called ShemaineNugent.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. That's ShemaineNugent.rocks. And I have two new programs. One is called Revolution Health, where we're going to be talking about how to remediate your toxic lifestyle and hidden toxins in your food, your air, your soil, your water. I'm also going to be doing workouts, my favorite, most effective workouts, and talk about water and healthy supplements and anti-aging products that I use. And then we have Revolution Faith. If you don't recognize it by now, there is a spiritual war going on. This is a war between good and evil, and a lot is going on right now, guys. It's important that you get into the Word and you understand what's really going on. And a lot of people have asked me, well, I don't even know where to start in the Bible. Well, in Revolution Faith, I'm going to share all my Bible study tips with you. I just recently read the Bible in a year, and it doesn't take that much, about 15, 20 minutes a day. So check that out, ShemaineNugent.rocks, and you can go to shop on the drop-down menu, and you can check out and register for Revolution Health, about healthy living, and Revolution Faith, where I'm going to be interviewing pastors and faith leaders to help you get prayed up. All right, guys, check out my inner circle on Instagram. All you have to do is subscribe. And don't forget, get prayed up. As Esther 4:14 reminds us, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.